Hello everyone, it's George from Ireland. So welcome back to my channel. This is about welfare dependency in the United Kingdom, but many of my remarks will be applicable about the Irish Republic from which I hail. There's been a growing culture of dependency on benefits, that's money paid from the government to people. Now, the welfare state began in the United Kingdom shortly before the First World War. Of course, Southern Ireland, we were part of that at the time. Old age pensions, some sort of sickness insurance, unemployment insurance, and so on, maybe a contributory scheme. The one thing about pensions is if you ever spent a day in jail, you would never get a penny, things like that. And it was really to keep people from starvation. Only kicked in at 65, which is beyond life expectancy. So those people are going to pay into it and never claim a brass farthing. But it's grown and grown and grown, and it's a crisis of entitlements. People feel it's their right to get this, that, and the other, to get housing benefit, universal credit, child benefit, and so on. And there's some fecklessness of people who just want to be social parasites living off the sweat of my brow. And it's monstrous and it's grossly inequitable. And it's a growing problem. As someone said, if you pay people not to do nothing, then they will do nothing. That's what they're going to do. You've rewarded that. We've forgotten this less eligibility principle, that it must be less attractive to choose to be on benefits than to work. That's why there was any sort of indoor relief in the old days. Now, I'm not quite your parochial beadle. I don't want to go back to Dickensian levels of impecuniosity and harshness, but you can get to the polar opposite, and we're getting to the sort of ludicrous opposite, where it was revealed in the newspapers the other day that being on disability benefits actually pays you more than being in full-time work at a minimum wage job. Now, the answer might be to pay wage to the minimum wage. Oh, I would have some sympathy there. On the other hand, that will make some businesses go bust, make the United Kingdom uncompetitive. The minimum wage is just that, a minimum. Ideally, employers will pay more and you can do more work. You can work over 40 hours a week for various people, things like that. Most of us eat too much. Adults cut back. Most adults have only two meals a day. I mean, I know I'm the worst offender for overeating. So people are going to have to cut back on drugs, alcohol, tattoos, holidays, cigarettes, things like that. People should like share bedrooms, even like two single men, two single women. Who are not in a, not people not in a relationship with each other, or three or four or whatever. I've seen this in the UAE and Russia and so forth, and that'll cut your rent and other bills and things like that. So it's terrible that people feel entitled to things and they just waste it. People get because they so have so-called special educational needs. It can't be they're just low ability or make no effort that they're going to get these statements which legally oblige the council to provide them so much. It is bankrupting councils, and not only do they get one-on-one tutoring, and some of them don't turn up for dozens of lessons. And it's still, they're obviously the tutors making money. There are a couple of managers making money out of that. It's a money spinner. It's a scam. And that these people achieve little or nothing, people who are just uneducable. And we need to face up to the fact that a lot of people are uneducable and they're just going to do very low-skilled jobs like, picking fruit or mopping floors or something like that. We can't all be intellectuals. It's preposterous to be sending 45% of people to university and indeed keeping most people in education. We've actually ever in education till 18, a few in apprenticeships. So we need to just say you're going to work or starve and be cruel to be kind because it's bankrupting the country. And it's grossly unfair on those who actually work for a living that ever more people who claim, oh, I've got a problem with my mental health and anxiety. And maybe some of them do to some extent, but they just need to be told to grow a pair and man up. And I realize there are a very small number of people who, for mental health reasons, really can't cope. But the mentally ill people, I know people with manic depressives who worked full time and occasionally had an episode and had to go to a psychiatric hospital. But it's just easy to ham it up. And I know people who worked in benefits offices who say that she was initially sympathetic to those who were on benefits, but realized a lot of them were just gaming the system. And then you feel like a chump. I feel like a chump. Why do I not game the system then? If everybody else is going to do it. So more and more people start ripping off the system and it'll be close to collapse. And even Labour's trying to rationalize it. But of course, the extreme left, which has largely taken over the Labour Party, won't allow Labour to cut the benefits bill even a little bit. Well, there's a sense of learned helplessness. So people thought, well, I'm going to be given money for nothing and therefore it's my right. And so furious. Where does this money come from? It doesn't come from nowhere. The government, as Margaret Thatcher said, there's no government money. It's only obviously the people's money. It's ordinary men and women who are paying tax. That's where it comes from. And that's why the United Kingdom can't defend herself because it's squandering all these billions on people who just refuse to work. And sometimes they don't refuse to work, they're just working the black economy, cash in hand, gardening, cleaning, babysitting, delivering pizzas, farm laboring and construction and things like that. And they simply use the benefit systems as a top up. So it's really unsustainable. And there has to be severe cutback, has to be pared back. And What's her name? Kemi Badenoch was quite correctly saying that it's way too easy to claim benefits or to claim to be, a disabled in the United Kingdom, and many of them are not genuinely disabled, and genuinely disabled people are often capable of working even full time. And whose watch did this all go so badly wrong? It went badly wrong in the Conservative Party's watch, and it looks like the number of people claiming disability benefit will have doubled in 8 years. You heard that correct. Doubled in 8 years if the current trajectory continues, which is preposterous. Blatantly, that is not the case. We've just loosened the criteria. GPs have been badgered into signing people off as unfit for work, and so on. And so, people are claiming they're worried about things, then they get all these special dispensation and money for nothing. So it's a scam. We have to be firm with people. Tough love. You're just doing it. People getting taxis to and from their school or college because they can't get on the bus for psychological reasons. I mean, don't make me laugh. How come we never had this a generation ago? People have been taught to be wimps, that this will be rewarded. We've made it an option to live like this. We've been way too soft to say, you'll get on the bus, that's it. There is no alternative. So grow up. You have to cope. And sadly, we've just lost that firmness. And oh, you're so cruel, you're so mean, you don't understand, you're ignorant if you don't do this or that. So I think some of this is self-indulgent. People like, Stephen Fry claiming he has these mental health problems, and rather than just being a prick and letting people down when he's in that place, cellmates just running away, he has to face up to it. So everyone's got his or her foibles, and people make foolish decisions from time to times. And no, you can't get out of it by just saying you have a mental health problem all the time. I mean, is anybody actually sane? It's a bit like getting a bit like California. If you don't see a shrink, you're not normal. Instead of accepting people's differences and difficulties as just normality, have to say, oh well, this needs a label. You have to have some sort of psychiatric disorder and therefore special help, and the rules don't apply to you, and everyone else has got to, the world's got to adapt to you rather than you adapt to the world. So yeah, we should not be mollycoddling people so much. And the welfare bill is going to bankrupt the country at this stage. You think they have this kind of nonsense in China, in economies that are growing, or India, or even Western economies that are doing quite well, like Spain. Or even the United States is growing in some ways. They wouldn't have any truck with this on this level. There is some of it, the beginnings of it. That even elite undergraduates at Oxford and Cambridge, very, very brainy people, have special educational needs and have to be given special dispensations because they're dyslexic and they're dyspraxic or they find it too stressful. Well, don't do the course then. I mean, if you're not capable of doing it, don't do the course. Don't even apply. You should never be accepted onto it. For whatever reason, you can't do it. It's like me being saying, well, I mean, you have to give me a special dispensation and a Japanese degree because I'm not good enough at languages. Well, you're not good enough, right? If you can't get better, then just don't do it, rather than lowering the standard. Anyway, it's very worrying, this wimpishness that the United Kingdom and other Occidental countries are introducing. We need to get firm and do justice to the majority who actually work for a living.